Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Pesachim. Today we are learning Parak Hey Mishnah Zayin and Parak Hey Mishnah Ches as we continue discussing the halachos of the Karban Pesach, the Pesach offering that was brought on the 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach. We learned previously the exact avodah, the service of what would happen, at least in the first group, of those that would shecht their Karban Pesach and then ultimately have the rose of Kohanim that would have their various jars and bowls where they would keep the blood. They would first accept the blood, receive the blood in their bowls. They would pass it all the way down to the Mizbeach. The Kohen close to the Mizbeach would then sprinkle it and throw it onto the Mizbeach, and so on and so forth. And now the Mishnah is going to say, Yatzakas Rishona, Vinichris Akashnia, when they finished bringing their, when the first group finished bringing their karbanos, the first group left the Azar, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, and the second group would come in and take care of their karbanos. Then the second group would leave, the third group would come and take care of their karbanos. And the Mishnah said that the second and third group that would come in would do the exact same thing as the first group. So exactly what we outlined in the previous Mishnayos about what the first group did, that's the exact same procedure that the second and third group would undergo. Now, typically speaking, when joined to Karbanos Tzibur, communal offerings were brought, the Levim would sing various prakim of Tehillim written by David HaMelech, and the Mishnah is going to teach us that the same was true when it came to the Karban Pesach as well. Karu Asahal, says the Mishnah, while each group would shecht their Karbanos, the Levim would sing Hallel. Im Gamru Shanu, if they finished Hallel before the group finished shechting their Karbanos, they would repeat Hallel. Im Shanu Shilshu, if they did it a second time and they still hadn't finished, they would recite it a third time. Afal Pishalo Shilshu Miman, but the Mishnah says that practically speaking, even though technically they would have to keep repeating it until everyone was done, there was never a point where one of the groups was taking so long that they had to do it a third time. That was just practically what happened. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Mimeim shel kashlishis lohigia liyahavti ki yishma Hashem." That in all the days of the third group, that they never even reached the part of Hallel that says "ahavti ki yishma Hashem," one of the paragraphs of Hallel, because the third group had only a few people. That once the first two groups went, that was the majority of the Jewish people, and then the third group was much smaller, generally speaking, and therefore they only got to this the first part of Hallel. They wouldn't even get to this part of Ahavti Ki Yishma Hashem. Continuing now with Perek Hey Mishnah Ches. Now, like we said, the Karban Pesach was brought on the 14th of Nisan and Erev Pesach. Even when it fell on Shabbat, it would be Docha Shabbos. The Mishnah teaches us here how it was brought on Shabbos. It says the Mishnah, "Kemaaseh b'chol, kach maaseh b'Shabbos." The exact same way that the carbon was brought during the week was exactly how it would be brought on Shabbos as well. Elisha Kohanim medichim es ha'azarah shlok yerzon chacham. However, the Kohanim would rinse and clean the floor of the Beis HaMikdash of the Azara on Shabbos after they finished bringing all of the karbanos against the will of what the Chachamim want. The Chachamim held that the floor should not be cleaned on Shabbos. Now, the Chacham, generally speaking, prohibited washing or sweeping a floor on Shabbos out of concern that one might come to clean a dirt floor in the process, smoothen it, which would be the Melacha of Memachek, which would be Usher on a Midaraisa level. Now, the Kohen nevertheless cleaned the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Azara, of the courtyard, as a rule, because Dine Midarabbanan, Gezeros Midarabbanan, rabbinic decrees that were made for Shabbos, generally speaking, did not apply in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Chachamim were of the opinion, no, that really restrictions were only lifted in the Beis HaMikdash when it was a necessary part of the Avodah, when you're doing something as part of a carbon that you need to do. So that we wouldn't follow the Gezeiros, the decrees of the Chachamim, when it came to the actual service in the Beis HaMikdash. But this wasn't part of the service. This was just cleaning the floor of the blood that fell as they were, you know, wringing it down the rose and bringing the blood to the Mizbeach. But nevertheless, the Kohanim felt that they wouldn't be so careful of this din midrabanan when it came to cleaning the floors of the Azar, of the courtyard, after the Kabbalah and the Zrika were completed of the Karban Pesach. Now it continues the Mishnah. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, after the Kohanim finished throwing the blood of the Korban Pesach, a Kohen would fill a cup from all of the different bloods that were all from the whole day. There was blood all over the floor. They would fill it up, all the mixed bloods in one cup. Zirako, Zirika Achas, Agave HaMizbeach. And says Rabbi Yehuda, they would throw it all once on the wall of the Mizbeach, and in the event that in the rush to bring their carbonos, that the blood of any offering had spilled and had not been thrown on the Mizbeach, so now it would be thrown as part of this group melting pot cup that would contain blood from all of the carbonos brought that day. But says the mission of Elohodulo Chacham, the Chacham did not agree with Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Chacham, this should not be done, because all of this mixed blood from the floor is not ra'oi, it's not fit, it's not appropriate to be thrown on the Mizbeach. And as the Bar Tanura pointed out, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, is not like Rabbi Yehuda, it's like the Chachamim, namely, we should not be mixing up the blood. It fell on the floor, leave it. The only blood that should be on the Mizbeach is that which you actually brought from the bowl onto the Mizbeach. Quick review, Parakeh, Mishnah Zion taught us that once the first group of the Shechita and the Zrika and the Kabbalah and so on and so forth, the Kabbalah and the Zrika, once that was done, then the second group would come in, and then the third group would come in, and it was the exact same procedure that the first, second, and third groups would do when it came to the Korban Pesach. Then the Mishnah taught us that as each group was shechting their karbanos, the Levim would recite Hallel, they would sing it. If they finished it once and they were still shechting, they would sing it again. If they were still shechting after a second time, they would then do it a third time. Even the Mishnah said that never actually happened, that they needed to say Hallel the third time. But nevertheless, that was the Halacha. Rabbi Huda added that the third group was already coming in. It was a very small group, and they wouldn't even get to the portion of Halal of Ahavti Ki Yishma Hashem. They're a much smaller group than the first two groups. And then Parakeh Mishnah Ches taught us that the same exact procedure that was done during the week was done on Shabbos as well. And the only thing about that was that the Chachamim, the Kohanim rather, would actually clean the floor of the courtyard in the Beis HaMikdash, even on the Chachamim that felt that they shouldn't, that you shouldn't be cleaning on Shabbos. It's a gezeira, it's a decree that maybe you're going to smoothen the floors. Now, the Kohanim felt that the decrees don't apply in the Beis HaMikdash. The Chachamim felt that the decrees only don't apply in the Beis HaMikdash when it pertains and is involved with the actual avodah. This isn't the avodah, this is simply cleaning up the mess on the floor, which they felt should wait until after Shabbos. And then the Mishnah concluded with a discussion what happened with all the mixed blood that was all over the floor. So Rabbi Huda said that you should just fill it up all in a cup and mix all the mixed bloods that fell through the assembly line. You should throw that on the Mizbeach, all of it together. The Chacham disagreed and said, no, that it's not roy, it's not appropriate for all of this intermingled mixed blood to be thrown onto the Mizbeach. Have a great day.